When Kira LaRue graduated from Dr. Charles Best Secondary in Coquitlam, there wasn't much of a send-off for her class of 2020. The COVID-19 pandemic was in full swing, and physical distancing measures and other restrictions were plenty around the province. But LaRue knew it was only a matter of time before she could return to acting, a passion she's had since the age of 7. By September, as soon as the film and television industry was oaked to proceed cautiously, LaRue had her resume ready for bookings. And they in came fast and furious. The triple threat was cast in the TV series The Quarantines and in Julie and the Phantoms, as well as in 3 episodes of Schmigadoon, playing Carrie McDonough opposite the stars Keegan-Michael Key and Cecily Strong. LaRue took on a few more parts, including in the made-for-TV movie Christmas Takes Flight, before winning the character of Britta Barak on Riverdale and Lisa Caron on Firefly Lane, both made-for-TV. Now, the 20-year-old Coquitlam resident is in technical rehearsals at the Gateway Theatre in Richmond to star in A Role of a Lifetime, Anne Shirley. LaRue said she was thrilled to get the lead in the iconic Canadian story of Anne of Green Gables after being asked by the musical's director to audition. Barbara Tomasik had remembered the red-haired girl from 2016 when she directed LaRue in Gateway's Music Man. And LaRue remembered being in awe of that production and its cast as it was her first professional community show. "It's really cool to be the lead for Gateway now," she told the Tri-City News on Tuesday, December 6, from the Richmond Theatre. "It's like a full circle." LaRue said she pored over the 1908 novel by Lucy Maud Montgomery as soon as she was named Anne Shirley in late July. "I loved the book so much that I ordered the second book on Amazon the day that I finished the first," she said. Anne Shirley, she said, is an orphan from Nova Scotia who, by luck, is mistakenly sent to the wrong home in Prince Edward Island. The elderly homeowners had wanted a boy to keep up their farm. However, a girl is sent instead and changes their lives with her strong will and imagination. With their blessing, and eventually the community's, Anne blossoms. "She has this huge curiosity for how the world works," LaRue said. "She has a huge heart and very much cares for others, although she's never really experienced love herself. She sees so much beauty around her." Asked what she wants the audience to get out of the musical show, LaRue said she hopes the production will inspire connection and acceptance of other people, especially during the holidays. Also appearing in the youth ensemble is Owen C.B. Scott of Port Moody, while Tri-City's resident Nicole Spinola is the choreographer. Written by Donald Heron with music by Norman Campbell, and adapted from the novel by L. M. Montgomery, Anne of Green Gables, the musical runs from December 15 to 31 at the Gateway Theatre, 6500 Gilbert Road. Tickets start at $35 with performances at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. For more information, you can visit Gateway Theatre's website.